This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's all setting in here for the Kansas City Chiefs. The loss, the devastating loss. Perloff, that's now two Super Bowls lost by a combine of 40 points. This one, obviously, to your birds, 40-22. But the real question is about Mahomes now. You know, Tom Brady was the big winner of the Super Bowl besides Philadelphia, the city of Philly, and everyone who was wearing Eagle green. But Tom was really the other big winner here because, you know, the GOAT debate or whatever was going to be right in full effect in our faces, and people were going to have some very strong opinions about it. Now that's on the back burner. But as far as now looking at Mahomes and his legacy, do you think that it took a hit by being blown out in a second Super Bowl?
Yeah, I guess publicly it might have taken a hit, but honestly, why would Tom Brady be better off this? Tom Brady had terrible Super Bowls too. Same.
Yeah, but Tom Brady never had Super Bowls like this. Tom Brady obviously went 7-3 in Super Bowls. In the three losses, he lost by 3 points to the Giants in 07, 4 points to the Giants in 11, and 8 points to your Eagles in 2017. Those are one score games. Mahomes just lost this game, and he was the only one. The Chiefs lost this game by 18 points, and then the Bucks beat them by 22.
But I tell you, this is college football, and there's a margin of victory that's going on. Who cares? L is an L.
Well, I don't know about that, because we can keep continuing on, which is Mahomes's, you know, stats in Super Bowls. If you want to talk about, you know, we're talking about the very upper echelon here if we're comparing him to Brady. You know, Brady, obviously the counting stats are going to be better. 21 touchdowns, though, to 6 interceptions in 10 Super Bowls, where Mahomes has 7 interceptions to 10 touchdowns in half of that. You know, he's thrown multiple interceptions in Super Bowls. That only happened once to Brady, and ironically, it was a game they won. It was the Super Bowl where they beat the Seahawks. You know, I don't think people believe that Brady had better skill position players than Mahomes winning these Super Bowls. So this is why I think Brady kind of came out as the big winner.
Yeah.
And for Mahomes, it goes on the docket. You're right. It's not college football. It's not style points. But when you remember these losses, it's not a David Tyree helmet catch, you know, this insanely lucky, you know, moment to beat an all-timer. It was a thorough beatdown in a game that was over by halftime.
Right, but Brady's best statistical game came in a loss, and it was defined by the fact that their defense couldn't stop anybody. Mm-hmm. He threw for 500 yards against the Eagles, but it was all empty calories, right? I mean, that game was a joke because basically it came out they had no defensive backs. We sat Malcolm Butler. So the Eagles went into prevent almost immediately, and Brady churned up a lot of counting stats in a game that, like, does that count? Who cares?
Well, I mean, I think it does because I don't remember Brady didn't play awful in that game. Yeah, he dropped.
He played amazing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
Mahomes played terribly. We all saw Mahomes play bad in two Super Bowls.
Right, but it played amazing because the game was out of control and the other team was not trying to stop the pass game.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the other thing too is, both losses are almost identical. The offensive line just completely collapsed. That would never happen to Brady. Dante Scarnecchia would never let. I mean, well, the Bucks game.
Famous O-line.
I don't understand. We remember the Bucks loss in 2021 as an O-line collapse. Mike Remmers was in there. The guy, same guy who got Cam Newton killed in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Why do we not remember this exactly the same way? I think history will judge this as an O-line collapse more than a Patrick Mahomes collapse.
I think this is just the credit that goes to Mahomes, right? That you think because we're talking about, again, we're not talking about average quarterbacks here. We're not even talking about good or great. We're talking about the best of the best. So when you see something happen in front of you, which is the offensive line is getting overwhelmed,
yeah,
and you see Mahomes struggle in this way, it almost feels a little more unforgivable for Mahomes because he's so good. And he's so much more athletic than Tom Brady was, like in terms of how do you get away? How do you escape? How do you make sure you're still making the right throw? I think it's almost weirdly a credit to Mahomes that we put so much of this loss on him, or a lot of people are, because you are expecting that he's going to be able to make up for deficiencies around the offense.
But we didn't do that with the Bucs game at all. I mean, that's called the Shaq Barrett destroys the offensive line game. In fact, I felt like everybody forgave Mahomes for that one. I think history will forgive him for this one because I think the film shows he had nothing. There was nowhere to go. They blew up every single play, literally every play.
Yeah, I think there's two things about that.
Yeah.
I think the reason why is, A, that the offensive lineman who got hurt before that Bucs Super Bowl
was closer.
It happened right before the game. Yeah. This actually was a unit that did have about a month to gel together, people getting used to some new spots.
Right.
And they beat good teams on the way to the playoffs. Like, they beat Buffalo, and they beat the Texans, I guess, weren't that awesome. But you know what I'm saying? Like, the Texans' defense was ferocious.
Yeah.
They were awesome up front. They have a phenomenal secondary. The Texans' defense was actually the star of that game. And somehow the offensive line was able to give Mahomes enough time in that game, right? So we saw him kind of overcome some deficiencies with the offensive line and still won. So I think that's number one. Number two, I think Mahomes was younger in that 2020. You know, he's still young. He's only 29. But he was still so much on the ascent in that Tampa Super Bowl. It's like, well, it can't possibly be his fault. Now he's like the established best guy in the league. You're expecting that he's going to find a way.
Right. I mean, the stats have obviously descended since that. He's a totally different quarterback. He's redefined himself, right? As more of a game manager. Is that fair to say?
You know, I hate that, though, because he's so awesome. Like, I don't want Patrick Mahomes to be a game manager, but you're right. He's fallen in the MVP voting. His numbers have fallen, all of that over the last couple of years.
He's the anti-Brady. Brady started out as a game manager, then became this high-octane, huge numbers quarterback. Mahomes started out as this high octane. You know, he was killing it around then. He was throwing 40 to 50 touchdowns. Now the defense has been winning games, but the defense also had no prayer. Like, Mahomes wouldn't have had to play like that. My point is, it was a whole team meltdown. It wasn't just the O-line. The fact that the defense couldn't stop the Eagles at all. So Mahomes had to try to make a play. I think, honestly, like, if the game was close, do you think he would be running around throwing the ball to the Eagles? No, he was like, wow, we're down. I have to try and do something here. I can't just throw the ball into the dirt.
Okay, but he did that a little, and he made terrible decisions.
I mean, more likely to throw it to the Eagles than throw it into the dirt.
Well, and that was a problem, you know? And to be fair, though, when you throw interceptions that early on in the game, like, when the game was still in the balance, like, they're down 10-0. That's bupkis for Chiefs in a Super Bowl, and it was his pick six that really, you know, made the game 17-0, the Cooper DeGene, it was awful after that.
But you can understand his pressure to make a play at that point.
Yeah, but not a bad one. See, that's the thing. You can't take your team out of it, too. And Mahomes even said as much after the game. He's like, I made bad decisions. Yeah. I put us in a hole. I mean, those two picks were inexcusable. I know Zach Bond made a very athletic play.
I think he screwed up the Zach Bond play. I agree. I think that was just a mistake. I think that happens sometimes. The Cooper DeGene play, it was 3rd and 16, and this is Patrick Mahomes. Like, they're losing the game badly. It was 10-0, but it felt like 60-0. Like, you could tell.
And he made it worse.
The Eagles, well, right, but it was about to be like, they needed some points because the Eagles were clearly going to score a lot in this game. Did you for 1 second think that the Chiefs were going to be able to stop the Eagles? Because they had everybody up on Barkley, and the wide receivers were running wide open down the field. I just felt like Mahomes looked at that game and said, man, I better try and do something. And he was wrong. But if he had just dirted the ball, then they lose what? Instead of whatever the final score was, you know,
40-22.
They lose 29-0. I mean, honestly, I think, like, he was desperate to make a play because 10-0 maybe, but they were really down. I mean, they looked like they were in massive trouble from the get-go.
Cannot compound things and make them worse when you are the quarterback, and it's your job to avoid mistakes.
Well, yeah, but if you keep avoiding mistakes, what difference does it make? It's still a zero on the scoreboard for you. Like, don't you have to try and make a play?
Not at that point, I didn't think. If we're talking about the Cooper DeJean, I did not think so at that point. And I think it's probably because in all three of the Chiefs Super Bowl wins that I watched, and you watched, and we all watched, they were able to overcome double-digit deficits, and they were
That's
trailing in the fourth quarter. Like, you can't take your team out of it. And it's funny because Travis Kelce did his podcast yesterday, and we'll get into what he said about retirement and his future and all that. But another thing that he said about the X's and O's of the game is he's like, I'm kicking myself because I got out of what I was supposed to be doing. You know, the whole Belichick, do your job. Kelce made it seem like he tried to start doing a little bit too much. I don't know what this was. He didn't get way into it. He's like, I took myself out of the game too. Like, when Mahomes started making mistakes and when he looked under so much duress, it made the rest of the team, like, it infiltrated the rest of the team because he's obviously the guy they're taking their cues from. So if he's getting happy feet and if he's throwing picks, everyone else starts getting a little, you know, antsy. And then you say, well, where's Andy Reid? And I don't know where Andy Reid was either. So
Andy Reid, I saw a bunch of tape breakdown. He had amazing plays called. Amazing. He put people in motion and everything was setting up. Patrick Mahomes would drop back and there's no way. He had no time to hit the wide open. There were wide open receivers everywhere, but Mahomes had four guys on top of him. So all the plays got blown up by the lack of offensive line. Like, they almost didn't win a single exchange the entire game. Like, no, Joe Tooney, I don't think, won a block the entire. There's nothing, none of that stuff. Like, Travis Kelce needs time to get open, right? He's not exactly a burner at this stage.
Well, that's true.
So he was made irrelevant by the pass rush. I think this is going to go down in history just like the Bucs game as a total O-line implosion.
855-212-4227. Hey, let's head to the phones early and often. Did the Super Bowl loss, the second blowout for the Chiefs, did it tarnish any of the legacy for Mahomes? D is in Portland. Good morning, D.
Good morning, Maggie Perloff. I just want to talk about the Chiefs side of it. I've been hearing a lot of excuse making for them about why they didn't play or how the Eagles got lucky. But do people not remember that they played two playoff games? Eagles played three. So, like, those three games, the Eagles could have got injured. Anything could have happened. So it's like, I kind of feel like we're not giving enough credit to my Eagles. I don't know. Bottom line is, we just belted their butt. And
yeah.
Eagles are just a better team overall.
I think so too, D. And, you know, thank you for the phone call. Good to hear from you and still celebrating your birds, you and Perloff, birds of a feather. You know, I think people are giving full credit to the Eagles. I'm going to disagree with you there. I do think they're getting full credit because it was such a thorough beatdown. Mm. I do think there's a little excuse making going on for Mahomes. Okay. And maybe I'm being, you know, kind of a little too harsh here, but I do think there's a little excuse making going on for Mahomes. I thought he was not good. He was under duress also, yeah. And he also had a bad game. But this goes a little back to what we said yesterday. You know, the spread was 1.5, and the Chiefs were favored in the game. But I think if they play that game 10 times, I think the Eagles win it 8 times. Like, the Eagles look so, their roster just seems so much better. I don't think this was, oh, the Chiefs had a bad day. I do think it was a thorough beatdown, right?
I kind of agree because the O-line, the Eagles O-line is so good.
Yep. And they got healthy. They got Landon Dickerson back.
But they were healthy. I pretty much agree with you. But that being said, like, I think if they play next year, that's a totally different animal.
Well, let's see what the roster for the Chiefs looks like. They have a lot of, you know, changes that they've got to make.
It reminds me, remember when the Seahawks beat up the Broncos 43-8?
Yep.
I think everybody would have said, oh my God, the Seahawks are clearly repeating as champion. And then the Patriots were, I don't remember how good they were the next year, but it just felt like the Seahawks were the juggernaut, and then something happened and the Patriots won that game.
I honestly think happened.
I think the Chiefs could play the Eagles next year and have a totally different result. I really do. I think, like, people are burying the Chiefs way too much. You never know. Maybe all the Kelce getting old will affect them, but I don't think so. I think that they can, we'll watch their offseason. They find a couple tackles, and all of a sudden, boom, they're back.
You know, it's funny what D brought up about how the Eagles had the tougher road because they had to play an extra game.
I don't know about that.
The only thing about that, I get what he's saying, and I don't think it's a bad point. It's a great point. The only thing is the Eagles, I'm not saying they got bailed out, but the fact that the Commanders beat Detroit, you know, you never had to see one versus two. Like they never, they didn't play the top seed in the NFC.
And the top seed in the NFC was so banged up. I mean, the Lions were destroyed on defense.
Oh, they were limping. The defense was limping.
I think they had eight guys out or something. So the Eagles probably could have won that game too, just because of the Lions' injuries on defense. So I don't think there's anything that was easier about the Chiefs' road. I mean, they had to go. Buffalo was a much better team than anybody Philly played. Washington, the Rams in the snow, and Green Bay was limping into the finish line. That was not a full Green Bay team. So I don't agree with that. By the way,
I heard
the perfect movie analogy for the Super Bowl. I actually want to save it. It's so good.
If it's Rocky, I don't want to hear.
Damn. Rocky 3.
I mean, again, we're doing Philly with Rocky. I mean,
it's a little
on the nose, do you not? I
mean, no, it's not exactly what you think. You obviously.
So you're saying the Eagles are Cloverline.
Oh, everyone has that?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that seems...
I didn't see that anywhere. I actually looked it up last night. You're saying everybody's been saying they're Clubber Lang?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm guessing that.
Yeah, the Eagles are Clubber Lang, and the Chiefs have been off partying too much.
Yeah.
They've been doing pro wrestling.
I get it.
Yeah, it's a perfect analogy. Because the Eagles had no smiles coming into, like, pregame. They looked like Clubber Lang. And the Chiefs were like, oh, let's go wrestle Hulk Hogan in a charity event right before. And doing all that stuff. I thought it was the perfect analogy.
I mean, but it's just a little, you know, is it a little cliche to do Eagles with any of the Rocky movies? That's the only thing I'm saying.
No. The thing is, the Eagles are not Rocky in this one. They're the opposite. The reason I like that cliche is because guess who won the next fight? I think the Chiefs beat the Eagles in the next Super Bowl.
Interesting. You think we get a rematch?
I think it's going to be exactly like Seattle, New England. I don't know if we get the rematch this year, but at some point Mahomes will get his revenge. I just think he's that good. I think he's just like Brady.
Mm. Kevin is in Oregon, wants to talk about the Chiefs as well. Kevin, what do you think?
Well, I don't think this tarnished. I think the Chiefs squeaked by all year. There were several games that they should have lost. And the Eagles were the best team they played all year, and it exposed all the weaknesses the Chiefs had.
Yeah.
And so I think even compared to last year, this Chiefs team wasn't as good. And it seems like since they beat the Eagles 3 years ago, their team has been getting weaker and weaker as far as offense and defense. So they need to build up their offensive line, and they need to get better on defense. They expect to beat the Eagles next year, or even make it to the Super Bowl.
You know, Kevin, I like that point. Number one, for making it that. You know, these one-score games that we were lauding the Chiefs for always finding a way to win these one-score games, you can look at that as the complete opposite, which is, geez, you're really squeaking by on these one-score games. That's kind of the point you've always made, Pearl. Like,
oh, yeah, this is not
a sign of strength. It's a sign of weakness.
I think the Chiefs, what they needed this year was a Jalen Hurts knee injury in the NFC title game. Like, a fully healthy Eagles game was going to be impossible to beat. Especially if Hurts is going to run, then forget it. Like, what were they supposed to do here?
Yeah, and he literally broke the record for rushing yards by a quarterback in the
Super
Bowl.
But that being said, like, everything had to go perfect for the Eagles. Like, that's not going to happen every year. That's my point. Like, this is Brady. Brady's had a mixed Super Bowl history. Like, it's a long season. I just think people are oversimplifying it by putting it on Mahomes because it's such a team sport.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying you're oversimplifying. No, I know what you mean.
I'm putting a lot of it on Mahomes. I am. Yeah. I mean, you can say I'm oversimplifying it. He made mistakes in the first half that made the game way more out of reach.
Well, it was 10-0 and he threw the pick six. I got to tell you, like, if they just punted, like, they couldn't get a first down. They were going to get killed one way or the other.
Yeah, but Jalen Hurts had already thrown an interception. Now, it wasn't that punitive because it was at the 2-yard line.
You're right. I mean, that.
But he could have been baited into something. Like, the game was still very much in the balance at that point.
I didn't think so. I felt like, oh my gosh, Eagles feel like they're up a lot more. It didn't. What did the Chiefs have? 23 yards in the first half?
It was rough. They couldn't get over midfield.
They got one first down on their first drive, a little pass to Juju. Then it's like, oh, they don't have a chance to get a first down. I think Patrick was desperate, and I think he was rightfully desperate. Would you rather go down just throwing the ball into the dirt? They were going down one way or the other.
855-212-4227. See you guys on the phones. We're asking about Mahomes' legacy, if it takes a hit because he got blown out in a second Super Bowl. And are we doing too much blame on the Chiefs? Not enough blame? Where are we settling here now about 4 days after the Super Bowl has been wrapped up? Still haven't gotten to the parade yet. I feel like we are crawling towards this parade. Yeah.
I feel like everyone's deep into the offseason now. Now
yeah,
it's
let's
like
get
free
this
agency
going.
Is right.
Yeah, you're
I mean,
right.
The Eagles have some issues too. Like, parade all you want. We got to re-sign some guys. It's already on top of us.
We have so much to get to in terms of forecasting some of those offseason moves. We've got hoops from last night as well. Luka Doncic didn't look the same. Didn't look the same as the debut. Looked a little different. On the road, high altitude in Utah. Pulling at the shorts, a lot of hanging out in the corner. Yeah, we'll get to that. A lot to do. It's M&P. Let us know what you think. 855-212-4227. What do you think about the Chiefs after this Super Bowl loss?
What's your prediction for the fight then?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
By the way, welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. Thank you to Dr. Rock Positano for, he not only told me, I went to see him yesterday, Maggie. He's a good friend of the show, renowned sports doctor. Said it was Rocky III. The Chiefs had been like Sylvester Stallone's character and doing too many public appearances.
Yeah.
You know, they were too polite. They're wearing sport jackets.
A little rich on their wildest dreams. Got a little lazy. Is that
wrestling Hulk Hogan. Okay. And the Eagles looked like Clubber Lang. They were just all business yesterday. So, and I keep saying the Chiefs are going to get them next time in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs' schedule is brutal next year. I'm just wondering, they're at Buffalo, which is a loss every time. Like, aren't they? They're 1-4, I think, against the Bills lately in the regular season. They have everybody on the schedule, the Ravens, the Lions, the Eagles. So maybe they take a slight step back. But I got to tell you, you can say Patrick Mahomes is bad in that game all you want. I would not want to face that guy again next year because, like Tom Brady, they just sort of redefine themselves.
Well, maybe,
that's the greatest part about them.
Yeah, maybe like Rocky and whatever, it refocuses. You know, maybe it does, and they're going to have some major decisions to make on the roster.
Also, the Eagles might get a little famous and start getting fat cats, too. Are they doing a lot of late-night shows?
This they are, and to the victor goes the spoils, but this is what I said. This is why I'm reserving judgment on Sirianni. How are they going to handle the success? They didn't handle the failure that well. They imploded the next season after getting off to a hot start.
Say they didn't handle the success? They did start out 10-1.
I know, and how did they end it?
Yeah, but that was also a lot of personnel issues. I mean, they were picking
interpersonal.
You say that, but they were if you didn't have to pick up 36-year-old safeties and cornerbacks out of everywhere, then none of that matters. I'm not a big interpersonal guy. I think like if you have a 33-year-old cornerback, you're about to lose a bunch of games. That's how football works.
Maybe 855-212-4227. And where is Rocky III on your all-time faves? Number one for EJ.
My favorite one.
Well, you do love wrestling.
So it's not even for wrestling. I love Mr. T. I don't love Hulk Hogan at all. It's more for Mr. T. He's amazing.
You didn't root for Mr. T in that movie,
No, but he's the best Rocky villain.
Can I tell you he's one of the nicest people I've ever met, not to flex and drop names and stuff, but he came to SI many years ago. Nicest.
That's cool.
It was awesome. Because some guys, you come in and they're like, oh, what's it going to be like? Are they a little jaded, a little this, a little that? Mr. T was awesome, telling stories about being Muhammad Ali's bodyguard and all that stuff. He was on point.
Rocky 1 is so far and away the best Rocky movie, but please go ahead.
Yeah, it's a little slow, though.
It won the Oscar.
Yeah. Wayne's in Dallas. Wayne, did Mahomes' legacy take a hit with another blowout in the Super Bowl?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. This is the way I look at it. Overall, his legacy didn't take a hit, but when you're trying to compare him like the GOAT with Tom Brady, to me, it sort of took a hit. And I'm going to say this, too, and then I'm going to let y'all have it. The reason why it wasn't just the accolades that Mahomes acquired, why people felt like he can be the GOAT over Brady, but it was you think he can do everything Brady can do, but he's mobile. So if any team were to ever rush their front four like the Giants did against Tom Brady, somebody like Mahomes would make him pay. Well, when you looked at that Eagles game, that just took that away. So it's like now I can't, like, I didn't change my outlook now. Brady is the GOAT. But I was willing to say Mahomes was the GOAT because he's mobile and Brady wasn't, and he could do everything that Brady can do.
Wayne, it's a great point. It's a great point, and I love you the fact that you made it the way you did, because what does Mahomes have that Brady does not have? Mahomes is improvisational. Like, right. When the play breaks down, Mahomes is sometimes at his best. Brady was precision, timing, you know, everything was the ball out exactly.
Right.
So when the Giants were, you know, basically in his lap, he didn't have anywhere to go with the football. You think Mahomes is going to escape, make a play. And, you know, to be fair, he was kind of dancing around for a couple plays back there. He just had nowhere to throw the ball.
Yeah, the Eagles did a great job of containing him. I mean, Mahomes also has arm strength on Brady. But again, Rocky came back. I just think Mahomes is 29. He has a lot of time. I feel like that call just made it seem like Mahomes is not as good as we thought he was, which to me, I don't understand at all.
No, but he's definitely got some work to do when it comes to Brady now.
Right, but here's the thing. If the Bills had gotten that first down on the 4th-and-1 and Mahomes had lost, say, 35-32 to the Bills and gone out like that, his legacy would be higher than this game. And you guys are LeBron people, too. Like, I feel like dude got to the Super Bowl. Isn't it funny? Do you agree with me? If they had lost 35-32 to the Buffalo, Mahomes would not have taken this hit?
No, I think he would have. I mean, he had that sterling record against the Bills in the postseason, still has it. I do. I mean, listen, we're talking about the highest of the high here. We're talking about comparing them like, you know, Jordan never had to go to a game seven. Like, you know, Joe Montana never threw an interception in a Super Bowl. Like, we're not just comparing him against anybody here. We're comparing him against the all-time best.
He definitely would have been. I thoroughly disagree. He would have been in much better shape legacy-wise if they had lost a high-scoring game. And he had a killer stat line against Buffalo. Same with Brady. I mean, Brady obviously didn't win every game, too. Like, I think getting to the Super Bowl, getting blown out, is a blow. But if he had lost the AFC title game, he'd be better off. I mean, I don't even think there's an argument about that.
Eric is in Louisville. Had not thought of this comparison. Eric, what do you have for us?
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to do a what if, just with, like he was saying. So, and you guys are talking the best of all time. All time, like from when it started. Leather helmet, the whole nine. The best of all time, that's ridiculous. I think we're prisoners of the moment. I think the quarterback position now has bubble wrap. You know, it's easier to pass the ball. All time, I don't think so. And I'm going to give you a what if on Brady. It was hard for me to admit Brady was probably the GOAT. I still think Montana, I'll take him over him in a one-game shootout, but I had to give Brady respect when he won at Tampa Bay. Here's my thing. With Mahomes, he's had a couple easy routes. And I'm not saying the teams were that bad, but they weren't even the best teams of that year. Best team this year was the Ravens, by far. And had they not, you know, lost some stupid games like at Cleveland and had a home game against the Bills, you'd be talking about, I think the Ravens would have handled the Eagles. Because you couldn't run on the, you can't run on the Ravens. So that's that. But I'm going to give you this what if. Tom
Ravens,
Brady.
The Eagles beat the Ravens, but go ahead.
This year they beat them? I didn't know.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
They ran all over.
My brain's not that big. Well, there you go. You know, so they only lost a few games. But I still think, you know, I think that would have been more of a matchup than what we saw, which was a complete beatdown. Here's my thing. If the tuck rule, which was clearly a fumble, you take that one away from Brady. This is just a what if. Okay, you take the tuck rule away. You take away the Seattle one, where all you got to do is run the beast mode one more time into the end zone. Mm-hmm. You had four, you know, they take that one away. And then take down the Atlanta one, where all they had to do was kneel and punt the ball. They would have won. Now Brady's, what, 4 out of 10? Is he the greatest of all time? And we're talking about one play. One play, you know, or not with Atlanta. But my point is, you know, if you go what if, he's been lucky. You know, but lucky also.
Okay, so this is basically a call kind of poking holes in the resumes of both guys.
I don't put Mahomes up there yet, and I think Mahomes' confidence is going to be shaken, and I think people are going to start exacting revenge. I think next year, like he was saying, that they've got a really rough schedule, and I think you're going to see there's no way they can maintain this. They're just, you know, people are going to leave. You know, Kelsey's getting older. And you figured him out.
Listen, Eric, you're right. They've been on this all-time run. I mean, 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls they've competed.
Correct.
Just think of how many more games they've played.
Unbelievable
than everyone
run.
Else. So it'd be fair. It'd be like, it wouldn't be that shocking. And thank you for the call. If they did take a step back, we were asking yesterday, are they about to go on a Patriots-like drought when it comes to the Super Bowl, which was 9 years in between championships?
See, the reason I don't think that'll happen is they lost Tyreek Hill, the best single receiver in the entire NFL, and won 2 Super Bowls. So Hill's way better than Kelsey. And if they could do that, then what's the deal? Like, why can't they redefine themselves in any other way?
See, the other thing, too, about saying, well, Brady wouldn't have won if, you know, Malcolm Butler, you know, if they just ran beast mode, and he wouldn't have won if just the Atlanta Falcons had started to run the ball instead of pass the ball. Well, he also would have won if David Tyree, who no one had ever heard of before, doesn't make that incredible catch. Like, you can go both ways with this. There were some games that he probably won, too, that he could have won that he lost. So,
yeah, I like the way that guys think. I like revising history. I don't agree, by the way. What do you mean the Chiefs had an easy run? Like, the Eagles team from 2 years ago and the Niners team they beat in the Super Bowl were fantastic.
Well, they all got hurt, though. The Niners were hurt in the first quarter. Brock Purdy's elbow got ripped off the bone.
And I'm saying the team the Chiefs beat. The Chiefs beat. He said the Chiefs beat had lucky runs.
They played the number two seed this year in the Bills.
Yeah, I don't think they had lucky runs. I'm disagreeing with it. He's saying he said the last couple Super Bowl runs were filled with lucky games. I got a really good Eagles team 2 years ago and a fantastic Niners team last year. I know Dre Greenlaw got hurt. They've had to beat really good teams, and Buffalo and Baltimore. They went into Baltimore and beat them.
Yeah,
like there's been nothing easy about this run. I also disagree. Like, do we know that Baltimore would have won? Would have given them a harder game? Who knows? That seems pretty hypothetical.
Impossible, because we haven't seen this iteration of Baltimore do it. Keep them coming, guys. Mahomes' legacy, does it take a hit with a second blowout in a Super Bowl? Andrew Bogus is here, fresh off of a late night Fordham Dayton last night, folks, on the call.
More importantly, me and Manny hanging out outside of work.
How about that? You guys hanging out.
The relationship blossoms.
Did you go for a drink after the game?
No.
Wait, who won the game? I fell asleep.
Yeah, thanks for watching. Fordham didn't win.
Did not win. So Dayton won.
Dayton won, not surprisingly. Dayton's good. So we could have used the post-game drink, but that 9:20, 9:30 end creeps up on you.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Manny, what were you doing at the game? Bogus was working.
I was just vibing, eating some chicken tenders, dancing to some Latin music. It was a fun night. Fun night.
I thought you were all about this Trae Young Knicks rivalry last night. You didn't watch the game. Was that a decision that you made?
I caught the fourth quarter in overtime on the radio. So I mean, I was plugged in and I was looking at it on my phone. But I mean, rivalry.
No, I thought you guys were obsessed with this guy.
I thought that Manny would be booing Trae Young from a college gym in the Bronx.
I'm obsessed with Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart. Why would I be obsessed with Trae Young?
He wore a shirt yesterday that said, "Sorry, I'm an all-star." Trae Young did.
Replacement.
What a cornball.
That was pretty silly.
All that folks, crying on Twitter.
Great. Good call, though. I did listen to most of the
It started to be great, and then she downgraded to good.
It was great. It was good, great.
She did walk in and say, I had a few pointers.
It was fine. I did have a couple pointers. No, I'm just kidding. It was really good. I watched for about 10 minutes of game time.
I'm shocked Fordham lost. Maggie was in the text being like, Fordham shooting 60%.
I saw the halftime stat.
Yeah, I'm like, they must be up by 25. You got to check this out.
That was the problem.
You're a little over your skis in the first half, I think. It was going to be a hard clip to keep up.
Yeah, it would have been cool had they played any defense, because then all that offense would have mattered. But they'd played less defense than me and Perloff would have played. So,
that was something.
Headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Game 2 for the Lakers and Luka did not go as well as the first.
Clarkson, chest ahead to Keontae Farrell. Catch the left hand, returns it to Jordan. Three ball straight away. Yes, sir! J.J. Redick, timeout. The Utah Jazz are thumping the Los Angeles Lakers tonight.
David Locke on Jazz Radio. The Lakers were so thumped that Bronny played 8 minutes and scored 9 points at the end of this one.
Are you kidding me?
I am not. Utah getting win number 13, 131-119. Luka had 16 points and 4 assists in 23 minutes. Now he can settle in during the All-Star break.
For me, I think it's more mental rest than anything else, but still got to work. So I'm excited about this break, and I can't wait to go back to play.
We're talking about a break already. Now I get it. The mental side, you just got traded. It's crazy. You've been out since Christmas, dude.
Yeah.
And he's sucking wind in the high altitude of Utah last night. He was pulling on his shorts. He's hanging out in the corner.
Yeah, Mavs are right.
Well, I don't know about that.
you mentioned the high altitude, Maggie. That's how Bronny got his buckets last night. The thin air bucket, the ball just went right into the bucket.
The ball blinded, just blindfolded, and it was going in. Why did LeBron play 34 minutes last night? I don't understand it.
Game got close. I watched a chunk of that game. The Lakers are so bad on defense. I don't know why. You guys got me nervous. Like they were going to win the title yesterday. I could score 30 on that team. There's nobody in the middle to stop anything.
Well, Jackson Hayes got hurt.
Jackson Hayes is not a full-time player. I mean, he is now. Yeah, he is now. He's averaging 5 points a game. This is a problem.
Don't worry, Alex Len is coming.
Exactly.
He was there last night.
He's not up to speed yet.
Oh my God, Alex Len
signed him from the YMCA.
We're talking title contender.
Are we, though?
Back in Dallas, by the
way. What's Powell doing nowadays?
Kyrie scored 42 in a 111-107 win over the Warriors. Jamal Murray, a career-high 55. His Nuggets pushed their win streak to 8, 132-121 over the Blazers. 7 wins in a row for the Thunder, 115-101 over the Heat. And 4 in a row for the Pistons, 128-110 winners in Chicago. Head coach J.B. Bickerstaff.
I mean, obviously, we're pleased with what we've done. You know, from where we came from to where we are now, there's been a lot of tough lessons learned, but I think we've learned them. And that's been the enjoyable part of this.
The Pistons are 29-26, the first time since 2009 that they'll hit the All-Star break over 500.
Good for them.
Perloff, you missed a golden opportunity to jump on this bandwagon. Pete,
I know.
Literally put you on the bandwagon.
I know. But
like,
I
Kate Cunningham, and I'm like, why? He's good. And now here you are.
Nice dunk last night. I think the Pistons are going to be the story of the All-Star weekend, and I'm already annoyed by it. They're getting over. Like, everybody loves the Pistons. They're 29-26. They're not winning the title this year, and they're the darlings of the NBA.
That's first in the East, though.
Hold on, though. What makes you think Karloff is not going to jump on this bandwagon?
No, because I already did not.
Yeah, he was so anti-Pistons last year. He can't.
You realize this man follows no rules, no logic when it comes to bandwagoning. He'll be on there.
Just said they can't be the darlings of the NBA, even though they've lost, like, how many, 15 losing seasons in a row?
Like, the hype around them right now, because they're 20, it's crazy. Like, they really are the team. I have a new bandwagon, by the way. Totally. It's awesome.
And is it NBA?
It's a player. What's that?
The Rockets.
No, the team that played the Rockets last night. Oh. Did you guys know that Bol Bol is a contributing player for the Phoenix Suns? It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. He scored like 20 points a game right now. I had no idea it was the Phoenix Suns, but I'm in my post-Super Bowl crash test into the NBA, and Bol Bol's out there dunking and hitting threes like there's no tomorrow. Who's with me? Can this be a Bol Bol
Suns on the Phoenix Suns bandwagon? Hell no.
Well, maybe just the Bol Bol. It is a... By the way, can I just say, now that I am doing my crash course, the NBA is bananas right now. It is the most, there are about 14 contenders in the West. I mean, the Warriors, I was about to jump on that bandwagon with Jimmy Butler, and they lost.
Well, I mean, it took an all-time game from Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Still, it was Kyrie Irving and 4 G Leaguers. What are we doing here?
Yeah. Steph talking about retirement, by the way.
We will get to that.
If I had to deal with Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler for 5 minutes, I would also think maybe it's time to find a line of work.
Threshold?
Yeah, find a line of work.
It's like, Steph wearing headphones because he's listening to music. It's like, no, they're noise canceling. He just doesn't want to listen to Draymond and Jimmy.
They are earmuffs.
Yes.
This came up briefly yesterday. Matt Patricia's getting the Ohio State defensive coordinator job. He'll share the title with Tim Walton, who gets promoted from secondary coach. The Boston Red Sox reportedly signing former Astro Alex Bregman, 3 years, $120 million. He's expected to move from third to second base
in Boston.
Way to
go, Boris.
Men's top 25 action, third-ranked Duke handled Cal 78-57 for its 14th straight home win. Number 9, St. John's had its 10-game win streak end at Villanova 73-71. And hockey's Four Nations Cup began last night in Montreal. Canada beat Sweden 4-3 in overtime on a goal by Toronto winger Mitch Marner. Guys, back to you.
Folks, thanks. We're asking you if Mahomes' legacy took a hit with a second blowout in the Super Bowl. We also will get to that. Steph Curry talking about what he hopes the last little bit of his career looks like and how different he wants it to be from another famous superstar. Surprised he actually mentioned this person by name. We'll get to that.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban. Or go for the sporty, city-friendly tracks, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next, M&P.
I can't be beat, and I won't be beat. This time I'm going to train even harder. There won't be no quick knockdowns. I'm going to torture him. I'm going to crucify him real bad.
Hard words from a hard man.
Brilliant script writing. So apparently Rocky III, which Perloff thinks is the perfect metaphor for what we saw in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Maybe the Chiefs got a little high on themselves like Rocky did in Rocky III after the riches.
Yeah, wearing cashmere coats. He was definitely the Chiefs are not the early Rocky that was, you know, punching that slab of meat. They were the rich Rocky.
So apparently Eye of the Tiger was first introduced in this song, in this movie, rather.
Yes. Right.
Because I think of Eye of the Tiger being there for all 1700 Rocky movies. But they're from day one, but it's not true.
Wait, is Eye of the Tiger in Rocky IV? I thought that was the...
Hearts on Fire. I think they must play both. I think Eye of the Tiger made it in every subsequent Rocky.
Yeah, Eye of the Tiger gets played in Rocky III when Rocky finally gets over the fact that he has fear.
Right.
And then finally him and Apollo really start to train, and that's when he gets his mojo back, so to speak.
You know, it's going to be bracket season soon. We got a lot of things planned, but all-time great movie themes. And I know there's a lot of great. John Williams was the composer, right, who did Star Wars, and there's Jurassic Park and all the, I think his name, John Williams, right?
Yep.
Getting that right. So, and Jaws. Like, I know there's so many, but man, Eye of the Tiger has got to be a one seed.
Eye of the Tiger is not, the Rocky theme itself is a one seed. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. I know, but I like Survivor better. Like the Eye of the Tiger by the band Survivor. I think it's the bigger banger.
Okay. I'm a big Jurassic Park soundtrack fan. That's my
great
favorite
soundtrack.
One.
By the way, we're getting another Jurassic Park movie. Hooray.
Scarlett Johansson.
I know. I don't even think she can save this
big
thing.
Big fan.
We know, Manny. Bill is in Houston. Wants to talk about Mahomes. Did his legacy take a hit getting blown out again in the Super Bowl? What's up, Bill?
I think he's got, he's 29, so he's got 10 years left, so he has plenty of time to establish his legacy. When I think about Brady and Mahomes, I think, no, it's not. People say, is it Brady or Belichick? It's both. And just like Patrick Mahomes, his coach is important to his legacy, in my opinion, as he is. Joe Montana was a great quarterback, partly because Bill Walsh was such an innovator and had such a great coaching staff. So Andre Reed lasts another 10 years in the league. I think he's going to retire pretty soon. So it remains to be seen, in my opinion.
Andy Reid, 66 years old, Bill, but you're so right to point out the continuity that the Patriots enjoyed, and it was Brady, it was Belichick, you know, and Belichick was responsible for the defense. Brady could kind of take care of the offense. They had the same, I mean, how long was Vinatieri there? Well, guys like Dante Scarnecchia and even the behind-the-scenes people who became legendary, like Ernie Adams and guys like that.
Well, I think Belichick had a lot to do with the offense. I don't think Brady was coaching the offense, necessarily. I mean, Belichick, they had a great coaching staff. I totally disagree with that. But I will say, like, definitely Montana is a Walsh product. There's no doubt about it. And Mahomes is a Reed product to a large extent. Although, that being said, like, that's the thing. Everybody's interconnected. Like, quarterback, it's just definitely, it's not like Michael Jordan. Like, you can't just roll the ball out and say, go win the game.
Well, listen, Michael didn't win until Phil got there.
He would have won anyway, I think.
I love this. This is where Perloff and I will always disagree
about.
You
think Michael Jordan won because Phil Jackson?
No, but I think that there was a reason why he wasn't able to get over the hump with these other coaches.
I think he improved. I think he just got stronger and better, and he got good players around him. But I think it's much easier for one guy to win in basketball than football, just because there are five guys on the court compared to 22.
Although you and I also have a disagreement about what would have happened if Mahomes had been drafted in Buffalo or Baltimore. You know, you can't put him on a terrible team. Like, if Mahomes got drafted to the Cleveland Browns, well, then he's going to end up in the graveyard of quarterbacks like all the other Browns. I don't know if he could overcome that. But if he got drafted to another good team, like competent team, I think that he would have made them Super Bowl champions. And this is where you and I disagree on
right,
that.
Right, but three-time?
I don't know about three-time, but I think he definitely would have been a champion. I think his talent would have broken through even on a without Andy Reid is where you and I disagree.
He would have been good, but I think Andy Reid is just such a superior play caller that, you know, every quarterback's been great with Andy Reid. Literally, like, guys who you've never even heard of have been good with him. So I think that Andy Reid elevates quarterback play. Again, it's just such a team sport. And same with Brady. It's just an incredible, it's very hard. I think we overestimate the quarterback's impact. I think they're part of a system. And Mahomes, like, you saw it. The system broke down on Sunday.
Yeah. The only thing is now, though, compared to, like, when Brady first got in the league, the quarterbacks are just so much more athletic on the whole. Like, we had athletic quarterbacks throughout history. Like, even go back to Fran Tarkenton or Randall Cunningham or whatever. You had guys who were dual threat. Archie Manning, you know. You had dual threat guys. But now the quarterbacks are, like, one of the most athletic guys on the team, if not the most. Like, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. You know, these guys are, like, some of the Kyler Murray, they're like some of the best athletes on the team. That's like new. And yeah, so I think they can impact. That's why they impact the game so much more, not just because the rules benefit them and stuff like that.
But they're so, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson are so dependent on having good offensive coaches. You saw the difference between the Bills when Ken Dorsey left, and now look at the Baltimore with Todd Monken. Their offense is twice as good as it used to be. Their defense, unfortunately, fell apart.
Well, but Lamar was winning MVPs before Todd Monken got there.
Right, but I'm just saying, he's a much better quarterback right now, with a better. I think Lamar this season was fantastic. Their defense, again, ironically, went the exact opposite direction. But no, I think Josh Allen and Lamar are very dependent on good play callers. I don't think they can just go out there and run around and win. Honestly, I think that's one of the reasons that they can't beat the Chiefs. Because the Chiefs are just calling better plays.
I don't know. So much of what the Chiefs do is better plays, yeah, but it's also improvisation. It's the backyard stuff between Mahomes and Kelsey that they don't even have names for some of this stuff.
I don't know. That Samaje Perine first down at the end of the game, that was pretty dope, the way they did that to the Bills.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one play of the game. We're talking about, you know, how have the Chiefs built this thing? And I think a lot of it is Mahomes and Kelsey just being having this incredible connection. Okay, coming up, one quarterback speaking out against his team. Who was it?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.